from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 224 killed in Russian airliner crash. Egyptian Prime Minister Sharif Ismail has confirmed the crash of a Russian passenger jet carrying 224 people less than half an hour after the plane left the resort city of Sharm el-Sheikh for home early on Saturday. Initial reports say everyone aboard is feared dead. The Airbus A321, headed for St. Petersburg, had 17 children among the 217 tourists on board, along with seven crew members. Egyptian rescue workers who reached the scene said they've begun removing bodies from the wreckage. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, the first stop of a five-nation tour of Central Asia.
We all know that the United States was among the very first nations to recognize the Kyrgyz Republic's independence. And as Erlan said, that was 24 years ago. It's hard to believe now that so much time has passed so quickly. Since then, we have proudly, staunchly supported this country's independence, its sovereignty, its territorial integrity. And I can assure you that is not going to change.
U.S. officials see Mr. Kerry's visits as a means to assure the nations of their U.S. ties at a time when relations between the U.S. and their neighbor, Russia, are cooling. Before going to Bishkek, Secretary Kerry and other world powers, including Russia, were in Vienna where they approved a U.N. plan to bring Syria's government and the opposition to talks. Representatives of 17 countries plus the U.S., U.N., and the European Union attended. And a small team of American ground troops will deploy to northern Syria to assist opposition groups in the fight against Islamic State.